Welcome to the Battle Ready Sermon Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Has anybody heard of the UK Joint Expeditionary Force? Yes, you're kind of ill. Yes, I might have heard that about that on the news. It's a set of armed forces from around Europe, actually, but headed up by the UK, which is why it's called the UK Joint Expeditionary Force. And it's a pool of armed forces who are in a state of permanent readiness, and they have the adaptability that's needed to respond rapidly anywhere in the world where there is a sudden crisis. It includes all the kind of elite forces that you would expect. So it includes commandos, an airborne division, an armored division, aviation, air and maritime task groups, and all sorts of other forces who are involved in the UK Joint Expeditionary Force. Now you might think, well, that's good. I've learned a bit of information today. Every day is a school day. But what on earth does that have to do with the church? Well, more than you might imagine. See, the mission of the church is much like the mission of the UK Joint Expeditionary Force. First of all, they're expeditionary. They're out there. They're responding. They both respond to crises, whether they're crises of need or spiritual crises in the case of the church. They respond to crises. And they're forward stationed. They don't remain in their barracks or their citadels or their forts or wherever. They're out there, forward stationed, ready to respond at a moment's notice. So you see, there's quite a big overlap between the mission of the UK Joint Expeditionary Force and the church. And it's my belief that the Salvation Army needs an expeditionary force of its own. A pool of Salvation Army soldiers, adherents and friends who are ready at a moment's notice to adapt to whatever's happening in their community and to respond to sudden crises. And I've come to believe that in this corps, growth groups can be those expeditionary forces. In order to be able to respond, members of the UK Joint Expeditionary Force have to be well led. They have to be cared for, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, both when they're in combat and when they're out of combat, so that they're ready to respond. And I don't know about you, but I need the same. Anyone else need the same as that? To be well led, to be cared for physically, emotionally, and spiritually, whether we're out there engaged in spiritual warfare or whether we're meeting together in here to get ourselves ready for us. And growth groups can help us with that spiritual fitness. What we actually used to call, and which we're going to call again, our holiness. That's what spiritual fitness means. To be fit and ready to respond to whatever God calls us to is our holiness. And growth groups can help us to grow that expeditionary style of ministry, to ensure that we're fit to respond to crises in our community, to be forward stationed wherever we find ourselves scattered this week and beyond, wherever we find ourselves Monday to Friday. Now, what does this have to do with our reading from Isaiah chapter 55? Well, the key to being ready, the key to being spiritually fit, the key to being growing in holiness is God's word. And so through the prophet Isaiah, God says to us in Isaiah 55 verse 11, "It is the same with my word. I send it out and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all that I want it to and it will prosper everywhere I send it." God's word is powerful. It's uncontrollable. We can't box it in. It's beyond our understanding. We cannot control God's word. I think sometimes we try to put it in a box. Some of us leave God's word on our shelves to gather dust. We're afraid to touch it. We're afraid of the power that it has. I might have to change my life if I touch God's word because it always produces fruit, so I'll just leave it up there on the shelf. Or we have an app on our phone or our tablet. It's the one app that we never open. We can open Facebook 300 times a day, but a Bible app, Well, no, I don't go to that one very often. Why would we leave that power on the shelf to gather dust? Why wouldn't we want that power in our lives? Why wouldn't we want that power in the core? Do you know there are some Christians and Salvationists who don't even have God's word with them on a Sunday? They don't even come to worship with a Bible or a Bible app to read God's word. Now, I'm realistic. However many people there are in this room and however many people join with us online, in the context of 20 minutes, I cannot say all that God wants to say to you individually this morning. And if you open God's word and you sit with the Bible on your lap when we're studying it together, then there may be a verse or a phrase that jumps out at you that I'm not preaching on. I'm focusing on verse 11 this morning, but verse 12, verse 13, verse 10 may have spoken to you this morning and jumped off the page. And then you could have gone off at a tangent. I don't mind people going off at a tangent when I'm preaching, as long as it's a tangent about what's in God's word rather than did I remember to put the potatoes on or is it going to rain later or whatever. If God is speaking to you through something else that I'm not bringing out this morning, that's great. Don't have a problem with that at all. We cannot control God's word. We cannot box it in. We receive it from him. Isaiah says, my word goes out. And it always comes back to me fruitful, accomplishing all that I want it to. And that's what happens when we sit together in growth groups and we study God's word together. It goes out. We receive it. And it's fruitful in our lives. God's word is powerful enough to bring life. That's what the beginning of the Bible says. God's word is powerful enough to overcome death. We cannot quench its power, but we can receive it and we can use it in our own lives. God's word is so powerful, it's for the salvation of the whole created order, not just for humanity. It saturates us. God pours his word on us. And when we hear God's word and we respond, then we flourish. We find holiness. We find that abundant life. God's word is huge. It's worth everything. It was worth sacrificing Jesus for in God's eyes so that God's word could have the power that it has. God promises to renew everything through his word. He promises to give us abundant life through his word. That's the magnitude of what we sit down with whenever we sit in a small group, in a growth group, and we open God's word. That's the power that we plug into. That's why growth groups in this core can become the core's expeditionary forces, ready to respond to community crises, ready to be forward stations in our communities during the week. Because if you want to be part of an expeditionary force, if you want to be part of God's expeditionary force, then Isaiah tells us the secret to that is for us to carry God's word with us. To carry God's word with us. Isaiah prophesies that if we carry God's word with us, then verse 12 says, you will live in joy and peace. Hands up, anybody who'd like to live in joy and peace? Anybody? Good, a few of you. I'm a bit worried about those who haven't put their hands up. Don't know what you want to live in. The mountains and the hills will burst into song and the trees of the field will clap their hands. That's what will happen when we carry God's word with us throughout the week. Now, I'm under no illusions that when it comes to holiness, when it comes to the abundant life, when it comes to living in joy and peace, when it comes to living in a power that is so powerful that the mountains and hills will burst into song and the trees of the field will clap into their clap their hands. I am under no illusion that one sermon a week is enough for that. No illusion at all. Why? Because the research tells me that you will remember about 5% of what I say. Sometimes I look out of you and I think, 5% is stretching it. The most anyone seems to be able to remember from the last few weeks is me trying to deal with wasps. And that was a few weeks ago now. You'll remember about, don't start again, Taryn. You will remember about 5% of what I say. But here's the thing. If you sit down with a growth group and you discuss these verses from Isaiah chapter 55 this week, then you will remember about 50% of what you've discussed. 10 times as much. 50% of what you discuss, 5% of what you hear. That's why it's vital to be in a growth group if you want to carry God's word with you into your week. If you want to grow in holiness, if you want to grow in spiritual maturity, abundant life, whatever you want to call it, then you need to sit down and discuss what God's word is saying to you. And the promise from God this morning is, if you will commit yourself to being in a growth group and interacting with God's word in this way, then God's promise is you will have joy and peace, and you'll be able to spread that joy and peace to others. Isn't that great? Some of you don't sound very convinced. And here's the thing. The peace that God talks about here, or the peace that Isaiah prophesies about, is this Hebrew word that we've talked about before, shalom. And it's more about the absence of conflict. I'm sure more of us would like the absence of conflict in our lives. But it's about more than that. Shalom is about wholeness. It's about overall well-being, physically, emotionally, spiritually. It's about holiness. That's what holiness is. You will be able to take with you the strength and the hope that God's word gives you as you discuss it together in a growth group into places of conflict, into those areas of your life or the lives of those around you where there are contentious personal relationships. You'll be able to take that peace and that joy into those situations. You'll be able to take that peace and joy into the difficult moral discussions and arguments that there are in the world. Just take a look on social media for 5 minutes. You'll find plenty of discussions and arguments that you can take joy and peace into, believe me. You'll be able to take that joy and peace into the powerful temptations that there are in your lives, and you'll be able to resist them through the strength that God gives you, through meeting together with like-minded people to discuss and to study God's word. You will hear God's word. You will discuss God's word. You will experience its power so that it changes your life and the lives of those around you. Now, don't think, well, blimey, it makes growth group sound like the best thing since, I don't know, sliced bread or whatever. Growth groups are not a quick fix. They're for the long term. Verse 13 says, where once there were thorns, cypress trees will grow. Where nettles grew, myrtles will sprout up. These events will bring great honor to the Lord's name. They will be an everlasting sign of his power and love. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, this year in particular, the easiest thing to grow in your garden is weeds and nettles. It's much more difficult to grow cypress trees and myrtles and anything else that we might like to look at. It's a long-term thing. It's a long-term thing. But I promise that if you get involved in a growth group and you look back in 12 months' time and you've engaged with it and you've discussed God's word and you've put God's word into practice, then you will be more spiritually mature in 12 months' time than you are today. I promise you that. God promises you that. when we hear and discuss God's word in greater depth, if we allow it room to change our lives for the better, if it helps us to grow in holiness, then this core and its members will offer life-changing ministry as we accomplish God's purposes for years to come. The question is, will you be part of that journey? In a little while, we're going to have time to sign up to growth groups. That will be our response this morning. But I want to give you time to pray about that and to ask God what is on his mind for you this morning. But anyone who wants to sign up for a growth group today can do so. Even those joining us online, we have an online growth group on Wednesday. We would love people to join us. If 50 people join us, we'll make it 2 or 3 online growth groups. But you've got the opportunity to do it. And from the 6th of August, we will produce the material for cell groups, for growth groups to be able to meet. I've done it quite quickly because I thought that as there were less activities going on over summer, maybe it would give the opportunity for growth groups to bed down whilst other activities